Hello everyone, welcome back to this week's or this 2 weeks guided meditation around patience. It is not going to look so different from some of the other ones that we've been doing because it's important that we just tap into our intuitive wisdom, our intuitive understanding of who we are, trust in that, and then learn how we can act in a skillful way going forward. So today we'll be contemplating the question of what is it like for me to be patient? And you might have very different reactions today than you do on other days. There might be other things that are coming up in your family today that you feel like, oh, that's what's calling for me to be patient. It might be tomorrow a work thing, and that's what's calling for you to be patient. So just having a daily reflection, or a often reflection, we can say, however many times a week, is very helpful. So let's just get into the body. If you aren't already, in terms of your good meditation posture, I'll give you a moment to rest in that state. And when you're ready, you can come into an awareness of the body breathing, just noticing how it is flowing. Maybe the breath is deep today, maybe it's shallow, it doesn't matter. It's not like you have to do anything about it. Just notice though, just tune in. How is the breath flowing? What does it feel like today? Be with the somatic experience of it. And when you notice that you're drifting off, there's all sorts of thoughts about what you need to do later in the day, or you're reliving something that happened a long time ago, just gently bring yourself back to the breath here. So at this point, we'll shift into the formal contemplation, meaning that we will turn our mind towards a question. The question here is, what does it mean for me to be patient today? What does it mean for me to be patient today? Just ask this question in our own head and notice what answers come up. Again, trusting our own intuition, our own wisdom here, to offer forward some notion of what that might look like. What does it mean for me to be patient today? You might notice stories come up, maybe even arguments for why you shouldn't be patient. This person's a jerk, and you know, you go down that tangent. When you do that, same as what we did with the shamatha, we acknowledge the thought, we come back to our object of meditation, in this case, the question itself. We ask the question fresh, like it's the first time we asked it. What does it mean for me to be patient today? What does it mean for me to be patient today? As we move toward the end of our session, we're going to let the question go, but notice how you're feeling. What is coming up for you in the body, your emotional state right now? How are you feeling in this moment? And let's take a few deep breaths here. So we'll breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, letting this practice go. Breathing in. And out. In. And out. Once more. In, out. When you're ready, you can begin to transition out of the practice itself, moving into the rest of your day, ideally having turned your mind towards patience to bring that experience. activity into the world around you. Thank you for practicing with me.